Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Welcome to Fizzball Inside, the weekly podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. I'm IFA President Jörn and co-host is our Secretary General Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fizzball world.
This is episode number 9, and today we talk about the rules of the two-on-two Fizzball event in Leipzig next year, the upcoming United Through Sports virtual festival, and the IFA activities within the Sports for Climate Action as we attend tomorrow the annual meeting of this United Nations project. But Chris, let's start with the latest information about the United Through Sports Festival, which is powered and supported by IFA.
Yeah, United Through Sports Virtual Youth Festival is a really cool thing also for our Fizzball community. And our subscribers already know about the UTS Youth Festival. But let's go a bit more in detail than we did in the past, because we had a big workshop last Friday, and where we get more insights about the detailed organization, and it will be really, really cool. And the best thing is Fizzball is, of course, part of it. And everyone can participate. It's a youth festival, as I said, and it's for the youth up to 18 years. And what do you have to do to participate? We participate in the Max Fit category, and that means you have to take your smartphone, your mobile, and take a video of yourself doing three different exercises, starting with sit-ups, push-ups, and burpees.
Now, so it's really easy to do that. So. But you wanted to continue, and it's for everyone under 18.
It's for everyone under 18, different age categories. And if I would have the chance to participate, I would love it, because on the first few, everybody thinks, oh, okay, that's nothing with Fizzball. But in detail, it is, because when I think about my own Fizzball training in my club, so best regards to my coaches at my club in Christkirchen-Pötting, we do sit-ups, push-ups, and burpees in every training, and I hate the burpees.
So you probably will try out the burpees and improve your skills very much in that discipline.
Of course, I would try it, and everyone is invited to participate, and that's really cool. So take your smartphones and do the exercises. So it's 30 seconds each exercise, 30 seconds sit-ups, then a short break, 30 seconds push-ups, short break, and 30 seconds burpees. And then you have to send us your video via WhatsApp. And how long is it possible to participate? It's from the 1st October to the 30th of October. And later, the champions of each age category can participate in the big finals in a virtual festival or a hybrid event, which takes place in Bangkok in Thailand, but everyone is allowed, or it's possible to participate also from your home. So it doesn't matter where you're from. If you live in Brazil, Argentina, India, Australia, or somewhere in Europe or anywhere else in the world, everyone is invited to join the really cool United Through Sports Virtual Youth Festival.
And the good thing, it's all sports, it's from all over the world, and it's different age categories under 10, 12, 14, 16, and 18. So you will compete against sportsmen and sportswomen from other disciplines, and the judges will be from other disciplines, and it's a cool thing. And yeah, at the end, there's also a virtual medal ceremony, and you can win medals out of that presented by big sportsmen and be surprised. Send us your videos and see all details on our social media.
Yeah, but just to say, to add that thing, Jörn, you said you will compete also against other sports. That's a really cool thing. And that's much more important also for us as Swissball community. We should show our strengths and to compete against, I guess, 60 other sports from all over the world. And that's really cool. And we can show how strong, how cool Swissball is.
And I really believe in the strengths of the Swissball players around the world. So show in the Max Fit competition that it's possible. It's not possible to beat a Swissball player. But let's continue with another big issue, another big topic, the tournament next year in the host city of the 2021 International German Gymnastics Festival in Leipzig will be a 2x2 or 2-on-2 new discipline of Swissball. It's the Germans say the Kleinfeld Faustball World Championship, and it's a pitch as already provided to you in the last edition of 10-3. The run out and the total distance is 30 by 15. There's a net of 180 high. And why do we pronounce that so much? Because the first deadline of the registration of the very early bird registration fee is coming to an end at the end of September. And don't forget, there's a new ball. We will play that competition with the new area ball. It's a yellow ball with a weight of 230 grams and a circumference of 59 centimeters. Just try it out, and don't forget, blocks and attempted blocks are forbidden. You will find all details in an explanatory video we just have published. So make yourself familiar with the rules. And Leipzig, why are we talking about that? Not only the deadline is coming sooner, but next weekend the planned event of the Swissball World Tour will nevertheless take place in Leipzig. It's the big indoor competition with clubs from Austria and Germany. Let's see, and I will be there, how the Leipzig crew is already prepared for next year's big World Championships 2-on-2 Swissball event. Having talked about that, there's another topic which will be in our focus this week, as we will have tomorrow the annual meeting of the Sports for Climate Action. We signed this Climate Action for Sport organizations last year, and tomorrow we will have the summit. Chris, what about that? You know about sustainability very, very much. What's your idea about sustainability and Swissball?
Sustainability is a very important topic for us in the International Federation, but not only in the International Federation, in our whole Swissball community, I would say. When I take a look back on our last events, for example, the Women's World Championship 2 years ago in Austria, or the World Tour Final, which took place in Salzburg last year, also the Men's World Champs in Winter Tour, of course, sustainability was a very important topic and still is very important. So we established also two sustainability ambassadors, and every one of you knows our ambassadors. So it's Ines Meyer, and it's the, I would say, best Swissball striker in the world. It's Patrick Thomas. And they created a lot of different ideas, which we realized at the last events. And we also started a sustainability commission. But Jörn, you have much more information on the activities which are going on in our commission.
The commission led by our friend from Germany, Dr. Christian Franzl, and together with him and his commission, we prepared and we discussed whether we should continue with the other sport organizations to even establish a higher aim for the future. It's the so-called race to zero, and that means the reduction of greenhouse gases emission by 4.5% per year, or to altogether until 2030, a reduction of 45%. That's the current aim, and we discussed about that and how to reach that goal and how to analyze and to measure that. There should be a report publicly about the progress of each sport federation who is signing that that race to zero, and tomorrow we'll discuss how whether this is a good idea. And having heard the background of our sustainability commission, they said yes, let's continue with that, and we are in a good mood that we can reach that goal until 2030.
Just to add that, what did we do in the past? And sustainability also affects our upcoming events. When I think about the Women's World Champs next year, or the Under 18 World Champs, what did we do in the past? We started initiatives to reduce plastic on the venue, to use public transport more and more, to integrate public transport in the official ticketing, and many things more. And also the local organizers helps us a lot to focus more and more on sustainability, and they have really cool ideas. And in all our organizing committees, the sustainability officer, let's call it that way, affects all different parts and areas of an organizing committee. So it's an overall topic, and each small step counts and helps that all of us lives in a better world in the future.
You just said it. It's a global climate change we are facing, and every step counts. And so it's not only the international federations, it's the national federations, it's the local clubs, and everyone can do a step to a better world, as you just mentioned. Yeah, so let's continue that journey, and thanks for the support so far. And also thanks for the support of an initiative we just have seen on Facebook when the chairman of our Athletes Commission, Eric Kindler, celebrated his birthday. He established and he invited for a fundraiser for the United States Baseball Association. I think that's a great initiative, and we would really like to promote that. Not only happy birthday, Eric, and thank you for your work being the chairman of our Athletes Commission, but also thank you for your idea to support FISBOL in the United States. Should we sing a birthday song for Eric?
Jürgen, I love your idea, but I'm pretty sure Eric prays that we don't sing a song for him now. And I also would prefer to record an audio message and send it direct to him via WhatsApp.
Thank you so much that you did not say yes. So that's already the end for today.
I was pretty sure you want to start singing. That's why I tried to argue why we are not able to sing. So I'm really sorry that we don't sing now. If I would have knew that, I would have said yes, of course. But next
you would have argued just the other way around there. So yeah. No, I think it's better for the audience that we and for the number of listeners that we continue with the wording and that we come to an end. And as always, at the end, please don't forget:
together we are FISBOL.
Im Frühling steigt so einiges. Die Temperaturen, die Stimmung und die Partys draußen. Nur die Preise, die sinken jetzt bei vielen Produkten langfristig. Entdecke die neuen niedrigen Preise, sogar bei vielen Möbeln für draußen, in deinem IKEA und auf ikea.de.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.